My name is Shelley Pisani. I live in Bundaberg. I'm here today talking with my nan, Lorna Bates, and today is the 7th of November 2011. So we're in Bundaberg and we're recording the Story Project. And we're going to talk about my nan's time growing up at Bernard Heads and being part of a big family. Might even talk to her about how she met my grandpop. So, what was it like being part of a family of 10?
Oh, well, it was all right while I was going to school, but when I left school, when I was, I suppose I must have been about 12. And and then I left school, and then I went home, and my eldest sister was there, but she had hurt her arm. And she couldn't do any, she used to have her arm up like that. And well, finally, my auntie got her to go to the doctor. So she went in to see, my auntie changed the doctor, because I used to always go to Dr. Smith. But she took me to Dr. Haynes, anyway, she turned out it wasn't a broken arm or anything at all. It was just sort of from a fall she'd had, but it was just, and she like sprain more than anything.
Honey Ellen always had fragile bones, didn't she?
And then she used to always hold it up like in front of her, up like that. But finally, so she couldn't do any work. And then when Mum died, well, she couldn't do any work at all. And then, well, I think sometimes she deliberately couldn't work, put it over me. But anyway, so my grandmother looked after me, Granny Jealous. She looked after me, like the family out there at the Bernard Heads, until... well, she went back. She came from Gander. So she went back to Gander. And I had to take on the house then. Mm. And but it's a lot of hard work.
Mm.
And because we had to pull water out of the well. It was over in the paddock a bit. And you walked over there and pull the water out of the well with a bucket and rope. And then it was on a windlass, winding the windlass up and till the water came up the top. I was always frightened I'd fall down the well. It was real deep. So...
and so what did your dad do?
He was a... well, when his younger days, he just worked, well, on the other side of the road. Like, his uncle was on the opposite side of the road. And well, he cut cane and all those sort of things in those days. But
I think you told me one time he worked alongside Kanaka labourers and stuff too, didn't he?
Yeah. Oh well.
So, what did you do for entertainment with the family?
We had no entertainment. well, we never went anywhere. For years, I never went anywhere. And, well, as the family grew up, but see, I was sort of the mainstay then in the family. But, well, I had to work there. Well, I worked there until I got married. I was 26 when I got married. But then when the family left school, like the younger ones, the girls especially. Well, then there was Marjorie. Well, she got a job as the school teacher at the Bernard Heads and doing housework. And then there was Reen and Thora and Joy and Viv. So they all got jobs in housework.
What did the boys do?
The boys cut cane.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. They cut cane and chipped weeds, and like they used to work. Ernie worked for Chris Keith Faulkner, and Christy. Yeah, that's right. He worked for middle houses, and like chipping weeds and what, or cutting cane whenever they had it. It was like Ed was crushing time. But
did anyone play any musical instruments in the family? I know you've shown me that you can play the cane.
No one played instruments, but the only thing we tried to play was the comb on the paper. Mm. I could play a tune on the.
You still can.
On the paper, like you put the paper over a comb, and then you put it up to your lips, and then you hummed a tune, and that was how we used to have a bit of music to ourselves. But
we would have gone down to the beach.
Well,
a lot,
it was
though.
A long time before we got any. And finally, we got a gramophone.
Oh, okay.
But we went down to the Oaks Beach. You walk down, and when we got down there, well, we couldn't swim. We just sat in the water, and that was our swim. And
oh, you weren't taught to swim or anything?
No, I never learnt. Well, the learning to swim at school came in after I left, and that's why I missed out on learning how to swim. So to this day, I've never learnt to swim. No.
But what about, were there turtles coming up on the beach when you were kids?
Oh, yes. So, yes, the turtles would come up and to lay the eggs. And so we used to go down there and sit on the beach until the tide was right, and then you'd see the turtle come out of the water and he'd crawl up the beach and then dig a hole in the sand. And then it'd lay the eggs, and then it'd go back into the ocean again. And well, I was sitting right beside one night, and I was sitting on it, and anyway, this noise started, and I was practically sitting on the turtle's nest. And anyway, I sat there, and all these little turtles were hatched beside me, and they went down to the back into the water.
Oh, nice.
That's why we always had turtles there. We always went and watched the turtles lay.
Yeah. Most of your family got into playing sport, didn't they?
What, love?
Got into playing sport. Most of your family played sport.
Oh, yeah. Well,
I know you did. What did you play?
I played tennis. I won the cup for tennis. I played. Les Somerville asked me to play with him. You had to, with the team, you picked up, they picked a partner out. Well, the girl that was considered the best player, she drew Jimmy Webb, and then I drew Les Somerville. So, but anyway, we played. But finally, she used to get a real vicious look on her face, and she'd get the racket, and I always knew she was going to hit it straight at me. And so she hit it straight at me, but I knew it was coming. I shifted to sort of make a come to go down the sideline, see. But I shifted there, but I kept my eye on, and she bowled it straight at me, and I just put the racket up and hit it straight back into the court, and I won the cup.
Oh, very good.
So I had that there for years, that cup. I used to keep it on the sideboard, and I used to polish it. It was a cup given by Paul Middlehauser. And, well, I suppose like Les must have got a cup too, because recently not so many years ago, he got in touch with me. So we wrote a bit for the Burnet Heads magazine.
Oh, okay.
So.
That would have been for the school That's
for the tennis.
Oh, okay.
But, I didn't play any sport until that's my husband. He used to play at Bargara Bowls. So I used to take him over and drop him. at the Bargara Bowls Club, and then I'd go back to the Burnett Heads and then wait there a while, and then that's when I had to, when he had to drive. And I thought he came home many a time, a bit under the wear for liquor. So I decided then that while they were playing bowls, I used to, I finally ended up stopping there, and I used to go on the spare green and I'd roll the bowls up to like just for practice. Well, it wasn't long before, because another woman came, and we finally ended up with the ladies' bowls club in the morning. So
there were no ladies playing before that?
Hmm?
There were no ladies playing there before
that? No, there was no ladies playing before that.
Oh, wow.
And anyway, so, well, we finally got there in the bowls.
So how did you meet Pop?
How did I meet him? Oh, I can't remember.
I thought it was, I'd heard it was through Tent playing tennis. Did he play tennis as well?
Yeah, he played tennis. Oh, that's right. We went up to Wallaville to play tennis, and that was. But they had the court at their house, like they were up on the rise. It was Walla Lagoon, really, and that was out of Wallaville. You come from Wallaville and went straight up the Goodnight Scrub, up that way, and you turned off then down to a side and to Walla Lagoon. And there were seven houses in a row, like the different farms that was ours. Well, we finally bought Ivan's Imitats. That was the first. And then there was the old Mrs. Bates. And then there was English's. And then there was Muldoon. And then there was an old fella who used to live there, John Trenner. And then there was Booze. And then another Zimitat. So... like that's the ones that lived there at Walla Lagoon.
Okay. Yeah. So once you married Pop, you stayed at up there?
Yeah.
On that property?
Yeah, well, we got married and we lived up there at the head of the lagoon. And, well, that's where the kids were born, Dawn and Judith. But,
So where were Auntie Gail and... Mum was born in Gin Gin Hospital, wasn't she?
Yeah.
Was Auntie Gail born there too, or...?
No. There were some of them born in the Gin Gin Hospital, but...
My mum's told me she was.
Yeah. But, and then the rest were born at the... We went back onto the farm at Burnett Heads. We stopped with Dad, and then... I don't know. I think he finally ended up buying the farm, like paying so much, like into so much, because there was Rickett Brothers had the cane farm. It was like, Ernie Rickett, like that's the old Mr. Ernie Rickett, Dad's brother. Well, they had the farm, and my other uncle just around went head down Ricketts Road, and then you turned and it went to a Hans Rickett. He lived down there too, because he had three girls and a boy, but she went in for the Country Queen.
Oh, really? What was that?
Huh?
Country Queen, I haven't heard of that one before.
Oh, well, Elsie was down there, and I forget how it was come about, but she entered into the Country Queen, and...
Was that like a beauty competition? Or?
No, it was. It was not because she wasn't a real beauty, and I forget it.
Was it a fundraising type of one, or was it fundraising, or just wondering what it was for?
I never went to town. I hadn't been to town for. To do any shopping or anything. I was a real like a newie when I went to the shops, because I didn't know. Well, that's like elder sister, she finally, my auntie Annie, Mrs. Rowland from the Burnett Heads, she got Dad to leave her start dressmaking up in a room up on top of Lyons's. And it's not there anymore. But learn the dressmaking, like do dressmaking. But the trouble was that she did so slow. And she often used to get Christy or Ernie ring up and get them to ride their bike and go and deliver a dress that she hadn't finished on time and take it out to their house and give it to the person that she sewed for.
So they had to ride in from Bernard Heads to pick up the dress.
And
then deliver it.
And deliver it.
We complain about transport these days. So what made you and Pop leave Wallaville and move back to Bernard Heads?
I don't know. I think it was just... But we left Wallaville and went back to the Heads, and then we stopped with Dad. And
and did the farm then just get all divided up? Because
the farm finally he got Ernie to sell his farm, so then we took it on, like he took it on, and I can't remember.
So when did you move into the old house across the road from the school?
It was Miss Morris's house. It was my school teacher's house. On the lower class, she was a teacher. And so we went, her house was for sale. So we went and bought that one. And we lived there for quite a few years. So, then Dawn ended up a school teacher, and Judith only used to do housework, and then there was a Gail. Well, Gail left home finally, and
she did teaching too, didn't she?
Yeah. Well, they used to live down. I remember going. I'd learnt to drive the car, and Judith was working for BLM at the time. That's a Burnett Land and Machinery. We just sat over the Kennedy Bridge.
Oh yeah.
That short street, first one over the bridge. She used to work there, and anyway, one day she came home. She said, "Mum, I wonder if you'll drive me up to Cairns." And I said, "Oh, don't be silly, I can't drive to Cairns. I only just learnt to drive the car." So anyway, she got her own way. So I took off for Cairns. We borrowed a tent from Strathdees and we packed up and left in the morning. So when it came nightfall, I'd only made as far as Marlborough. And that's where we had the first experience of putting a tent up. And we didn't know how to.
With four girls.
Yeah. Luckily, there was four. It was only on the camp of the road. We camped on the side of the road. And there was another where we were. I thought we'd pull in near that tent, we'd have no one could come near us. But anyway, we couldn't put up a tent, see. We had no practice. So we finally, these boys came. There was four boys travelling up north. So they came and they helped us put up. They put up the tent.
So who was with you on that trip? Was it all four of the girls and you?
No, only myself and Judith.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So we went, we didn't have any problems. We had no punctures or anything. And we went up and I finally made it to Cairns. I was scared stiff. But anyway, we finally came back at home. And then my grandson, Graham, he was in the army. Well, he was called up in the army. And they were right down in New South Wales. So finally, they were going to send them to New Guinea. And, he was in the one that they shifted a lot of them up to Darwin. And they were camped there, but just the other side of Darwin, the camp was, on the western side. And I went up to, went down to Brisbane and caught a plane, went up to Darwin. Well, I had Judith with me, and we caught the plane up to Darwin, and then we stopped up there. We must have had some place that it may have been a board somewhere with the army towards them.
Oh, yeah.
So, Graham came and give us a drive around to show us Darwin. Not that it was much to see.
Mm-hmm.
But what did happen while I was there, and it's supposed to not to happen for another 50 or 100 years, when you got a certain place, you had to go up onto a hill in Darwin, and you stood and looked, and you saw the moon setting in the west and the sun rising in the east.
Oh, wow.
And they arose the same time, both of them. And they reckon that won't happen again until, I don't know, it's 50 or 100 years before it'll happen again, that the sun and the moon were both in the sky, just rising. So,
your brothers ended up getting called up to the war too, didn't they?
Yeah. That's why I say Ernie. He was up. Well, he came up to Darwin, and that's where. He couldn't take us around anywhere, but he did get a leave or something, and he drove us around, like what we could see. Went out, like we just saw the harbour, and then we flew back home.
Mm. But weren't Uncle Annie and Uncle Christy, weren't they going to be rowing in the Olympics?
They both rowed. They used to they'd cut cane all day, and then they'd get on their bikes and they'd ride to the rowing shed, and then they'd practice rowing. So finally they won the champion row of Queensland, and then they had to go down to Melbourne, I think it was, and there was the states had to row off then. And but anyway, they just about won the race. I reckon they just had another stroke, but the boy Wallace, a boy Wallace, I think it was, but he missed the wave, and they just got beaten by a head. So otherwise they could have been the champion rowers of Australia, but
yeah.
See, they got Queensland. But it was hard work because I couldn't get many men rowing in riding into Bundaberg today and then rowing.
No, they make big events out of doing that now, and it's a big day out, isn't it?
I'll say.
Well, what were the four girls like growing up together?
Oh, well, there's plenty of bickering.
Yeah, you can imagine.
But
they're all pretty headstrong. They've all got the Rickett headstrong trait, haven't they?
Yeah. But Dawn died when... Dawn seemed to have a hate against boys. I don't know what was wrong. But anyway, she was a school teacher, and...
Uh, She loved her music. Then
she got posted out like Mundubbera out there in that area, and she was out there for a while. Anyway, she finally got shifted back to Bargara, and then I don't know if she taught the Burnet Heads or not, but finally she sort of studied all the time and was not study like and then that's well she was high up in the education department like when she died. But there was no one else went like in for well Joy did so but she wasn't long. She was out at Jandowie and she ended up marrying a farmer out there.
But, so who are her kids?
What's that?
Who's Joy's kids?
Joy's. Well, I've only seen Joy's kids. One day a young girl came to the house at Burnet, like down where I lived at Burnet Heads, and but she only came just for a visit. She was trying to trace the family, but she ended up. We heard no more from them, so there's probably descendants still out there we've never heard from. Yeah.
What was Mum like growing up as a kid?
Oh.
The youngest one.
Oh, well, she had to do as she was told. Oh, they got many a slap and bang. But, no, but...
She talks about the old house a lot and sitting out in the tree reading books.
Yeah. I can always remember in the wattle tree, we had a big wattle tree up at Wattle Lagoon. On the wattle tree, we bought Zimmertat's farm, and there was a big golden wattle tree. It was huge, and it come out all yellow flowers, and... But Judith used to ride a bike down to, well, yeah, they had to ride a bike from Walla Lagoon to Wallaville School. And it wasn't so very far, but I suppose it'd take you half an hour or more. But I remember one day she come home, it was really hot, it was a terrible hot day, and I was sitting out on the grass under the wattle tree, and then anyway, they came home from school, they were on their bikes, and Judith was red as anything in the face, the perspiring, and she came in, dropped a bike and said, I'm not going to ride that bike. I'm not going to school anymore.
What had happened?
Huh?
What happened?
Oh, well, I took them for a while. I used to take them down and now and again, but they'd ride too some days in between. See, it wasn't bitumen road. It was just dirt road. And that was... Well, then, Gail, she went in. She was a school teacher. Mum Alison, I'd know Alison, just she wasn't a teacher.
And she went into the bank and...
Oh, that's right. Things,
secretarial work and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what about your wedding day? I've never heard much about your wedding day. I've seen the photo.
My wedding day. I don't know how it came about. I used to... I don't know how it came about. I used to write to Harold Bates and... about every fortnight, and I must
have
written.
That's Pop's brother.
Mm?
That was Pop's brother.
Yeah, Dad's brother, and she. He used to. I went up to li- up for a holiday up there, and like it was something in those days. And then I came back, but I'd met Graham there, and then I had nothing more to do with them, because Harold stopped writing and I had nothing, like no need to write. But finally, one as a dance one day at the Bernard Heads one night, and Graham used to come down, and he stopped with people by the name of Jarvises, and he'd stop there with them. So anyway, this night, when he come to the dance, he didn't dance. He never danced, but he came there. And of course, when I went around in one of the dances, I spotted him there. So I walked back and I left my seat, and he was up near the stage on a seat. So I went back up there and had a talk to him. Finally, he ended up taking me home. And then, well, we got married. It wasn't such a long time after that I got engaged to him. And then...
How did he propose? Do you remember?
I can't remember. He ended up at... it won't come.
No, that's all right. So you got engaged?
Yeah, I got engaged, and we were going to wait. And instead of that, when we got engaged and he went into town, we got a ring. I forget, there's someone connected with that. And then, so we were going to get married after the crushing. But Graham said, well, I've got to come from Wallaville and down to Bernard Heads. And it ended up, we decided we'd get married and like earlier than what we intended. Of course, that was fatal. A lot of people thought I had to get married. But luckily, Dawn, I married him 9 months and a week. So that covered it.
Yeah.
But... well, he hadn't touched me anyway.
So whereabouts did you have your wedding?
Church of England in Bundy.
The one here?
Yeah.
Okay.
That one here. And because I had to, it was such a rush to get married then that there was a woman, I don't know how it come about, that we got word there was a girl over North Bundaberg that she's about the same size as me. And anyway, we got a loan of her wedding dress. But it had a little hole in the hem. From when she'd worn it, she must have put her heel through it. But anyway, we got married, and then we ended up going down to Skarnes for a honeymoon. Well, we started off late in the evening. We had a reception at used to be Harvey's Cafe. That was down the bottom end of Bourbon Street. And we drove up to, by the time we got up to Skarnes, we didn't know where it was. So anyway, we stopped up there at the Skarnes Hotel and for a week, and then we came back, like, into Bundy. And I don't know, must have gone down onto the farm, I think. But I can't just remember that part.
To your dad's farm? Or at Wallaville? You went to Wallaville first, after you got married?
No, to...
Probably back to where Pop was.
I went up to Walla, at Walla Lagoon, and because we lived up in the top one, we bought Zimmertats, and then there was houses all along in a row. The houses were on the hill, and then it went down into a bit of a drop, and then there was each one had a cane farm up on the river.
Mm. So what did you and Pop used to do for entertainment? Because he used to play the accordion.
Well, he used to play the accordion. He'd sit out at night time and he'd play the, like there wasn't a piano, it was an old time accordion. And I had it for years, in fact, in the cupboard. But the bellows were gone on it when it had been shut up that long.
Did he ever play in a group or? Did he ever play as part of a group?
No, he just played on his own. Yeah. He used to play for dances on his own. Yeah. But
did you go to any local dances around Bernard Heads when you moved there?
Yeah. We weren't allowed to go to dance. I remember once we got dressed up, and I don't know who it was. I know Riley Gibson, he was the MC at the dances, and I used to get a ride down with them in the car, and you know, the old open cars, of course, those days, there was no side windows, and once there were some roller girls, they wanted to go to the dance too, so we were sitting in the back seat of the car, and we were sitting on people's knees, like other knees, right, the Rolls's, and I was there, but Riley Gibson had two girls himself, so there was quite a carload turned up at the dances.
Wouldn't be allowed to do that these days,
no,
would you?
No, you wouldn't.
So where were the dances held? Where were the dances held?
At the old Bernard Heads Hall.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was right down at the end. There was a Bernard Heads Hall, and people had a shop down there, and the hall was opposite the shop.
Is that near the lighthouse?
Well, no. You could see the lighthouse just over across the water.
Ah, okay.
But it wasn't near the lighthouse. You had to turn off before you got to the Bernard Heads to get into that road.
Oh, okay.
So...
Two minutes left. So, what did you used to do? You learnt how to cook at Tech, didn't you?
Yeah, I went to Tech every Friday, rode the bike into town, and it was 10 miles, and then when you got into the East End, you had to ride on to the high school. So I finally found my way to high school. So every Friday, it started off, there were so many girls and boys, but it started off, there was two girls from the Bernard Heads and one of the boys. But anyway, they gradually dropped out, and till I went myself for the whole year. And then I went once the following year, I went for the one day, but no, that was school. But it was just the whole year I drove. And you'd carry a stew home, you'd make a stew. Because one of the first things we had to do was make an Irish stew. So Mum got me a little billy can. So I took the billy can, and when you cooked the stew in there, put it in the billy can, and you held the stew in your hand, and you rode home back to the Heads with it. But I didn't. I ended up, I didn't have any lunch. So when it came dinner time, I had my stew.
So nobody else ever got to try it.
it was only so much, a little of that, for a little billy can. It was only a small amount of meat, and there was onion and potato in it. So, but I carried it out for a whole year. I didn't give up. So I rode to town on the old bike to the high school. And I remember once I used to live, had an auntie lived near the East Water Tower. And I used to call in now and again and stop talking to her. But I stopped too late one night. By the time I got down to the Heads, it was dark and Dad had come looking for me. But I kept it up, the riding. I could ride the bike anywhere for.
Who taught you how to do crochet?
Well, it was myself that taught. There was an old crochet hook, and some cotton there. I don't know who it was that had it, but anyway, I got it and started learned. I had a book, a tattered book, and I showed you what to do. So I persevered, and gradually I could do it. So now I could crochet anything.
So when did you start teaching yourself that? Was that when you were a child or when you were older?
No, it wasn't. I suppose it was something to do when I know it was a fair while ago because I crocheted a lot of doilies, but I haven't got any now. I used to crochet those real big round ones, but
Zoe's got some
I can
in her
still
bedroom.
Crochet.
Zoe's got some in her bedroom, some pink ones that you made.
What's that?
Zoe's got some pink ones that you made in her bedroom.
Yeah. Oh, well, I made really big ones, the different patterns, and then edges. Well, I still crochet edges. I was doing, just finished crocheting a lot. And so I'm doing those tea towels now. I crocheted the top on the tea towel. And I learned how to do that. And then I've been crocheting the tea towels. I reckon I've crocheted a couple of hundred of them.
At least.
Yeah. it was just that it was naturally came to me because something to do when you're bored. And that's how I stuck to the crochet. I can knit too, but I've knitted a couple of jumpers and that, but not as much. I'd rather crochet. So.
And that fills all your spare time now. And that fills all your spare time now.
Yeah. Well, I can still crochet. Well, then I can, but at the moment I just get up in the morning and then have my shower and then have my breakfast and go for a walk. I go from one end of the Kepnock there up and go that back path. And anyway, there's quite a few walking now of a morning. And I do it twice a day. I go as far as I can go up one end and I go right back past where I am and go up to the other end and up as far as I can go there. So it gives me a decent walk. But pushing that stroller, you seem to walk quicker because I'd never walk it on my own. But I walk it pushing the walker in front of me. So it's for exercise.
I think our time's up. Well, thanks, Nan.
What's that?
Thanks, Nan.
Oh, well, I hope it satisfied you.